Good evening. This is Akashvani. I'm Anuja Kumar with the World News. The headlines. Pakistani Air Force conducts airstrike in Khyber Pakhtunkhwa province, killing 30 people, including women and children. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar meets U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio on the sidelines of UN General Assembly session in New York. India and Morocco sign agreement on defense cooperation. And in Philippines, over 200 people arrested during anti-corruption protests. And now the news in detail. Pakistani Air Force has conducted airstrike in Khyber Pakhtunkhwa province, killing 30 people, including women and children. The airstrike were conducted around 2 a.m. when the Pakistani fighter jets, JF-17, dropped 8 LS-6 bombs on the Matre Dara village located in the Tira Valley, leading to a massacre. Reports indicate that the scene is one of devastation, with bodies strewn across homes and streets. International human rights organizations have called an investigation into these allegations, urging protection of civilians and accountability for any violations. Pakistani military and government is silent on this incident. Meanwhile, 7 militants belonging to the banned terrorist outfit Tehreek-e-Taliban Pakistan were killed during an intelligence-based operation in northwestern Khyber Pakhtunkhwa province. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar today met U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio on the sidelines of the 80th UN General Assembly, UNGA session in New York, USA. In a social media post, Dr. Jayashankar said that that meeting covered a range of bilateral and international issues of current concern. He added that they both agreed on the importance of sustained engagement to progress on priority areas. This marks the third in-person meeting between Jayashankar and Rubio this year. Their last interaction took place on the 1st of July during the Quad Foreign Ministers meeting in Washington. Global leaders are gathering at the UN General Assembly in New York today in one of its most volatile periods, with geopolitical tensions and urgent global challenges at the forefront. The high-level week, which kicks off today, will see heads of state and government navigate a packed agenda of summits on climate, development, and artificial intelligence, all culminating in the marquee general debate where they address the world from 23rd to the 29th of September. Annalena Baerbock, Germany's former foreign minister who was elected president of the 80th session, has framed the gathering's mission as a call to action. A report.
The conflicts in Gaza and Ukraine, alongside advancements in technology, highlight a critical period for international cooperation and diplomatic engagement. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres emphasizes the urgency of seizing this moment as leaders from around 150 nations converge. Key issues include managing global warming, harnessing artificial intelligence, and addressing widening inequalities. This high-profile gathering also aims to reinforce UN goals such as eradicating poverty and ensuring access to quality education. A significant focus will be on finding resolutions to long-standing conflicts, particularly in Gaza, where fresh tensions have surged. Issues of global finance and bilateral relations, especially concerning U.S. policies under President Trump, form a backdrop to discussions highlighting the stark political divisions impacting United Nations operations and the broader global community. Chirag Jha, News Desk.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has issued a warning to the UK, Canada and Australia after the three countries recognized Palestinian state and accused them of rewarding terrorism. In his statement, the Israeli Prime Minister stated that there will be no Palestinian state to the west of the Jordan River. Reiterating his long-standing opposition to the Palestinian statehood, Netanyahu vowed to continue expanding Israeli settlements in the West Bank.
I have a clear message for those leaders who recognize a Palestinian state after the horrific massacre on October 7. You are giving a huge reward to terrorism. And I have another message for you. It will not happen. A Palestinian state will not be established west of the Jordan River. For years, I've prevented the establishment of this terrorist state, despite tremendous pressure both domestically and internationally. We did this with determination, and we did it with diplomatic wisdom. Moreover, we doubled Jewish settlement in Judea and Samaria, and we will continue on this path.
UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres has called on the international community to silence the guns, end the suffering, build bridges and create stability and prosperity in a message on the International Day of Peace, observed annually on 21st of September. The UN chief said peace cannot wait as the warring world is crying out for peace, and this year's International Day of Peace urges each of us to give voice to that call. He pointed out that while sustainable development supports peace, 9 of the 10 countries struggling most with development are suffering conflict. The International Day of Peace was established in 1981 by the UN General Assembly. 2 decades later, in 2001, the General Assembly unanimously voted to designate the day as a period of non-violence and ceasefire. This is Akashwani giving you the world news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. India and Morocco today signed an MOU on defence cooperation during the bilateral meeting between Defence Minister Rajnath Singh and Morocco's Defence Minister Abdel Latif Laoudi in Morocco's Rabat. In a social media post, Mr. Singh said that both sides agreed on a comprehensive roadmap to boost collaboration in counter-terrorism, maritime security, cyber defence, peacekeeping, military medicine, training and industry partnerships. The defence minister is on a two-day visit to Morocco. A total of 216 individuals were arrested during anti-corruption protests. Philippine Interior Secretary Junito Victor Remula said that 127 adults and 89 minors have been detained. The Department of Health said that one person died during the clash. Yesterday, tens of thousands of Filipinos took to the streets in Manila and other parts of the country to voice their outrage over widespread corruption. In July, Philippine President Ferdinand Romualdez Marcos first spoke about the corruption scandal in flood control projects. Meanwhile, Super Typhoon Ragasa has made a landfall over Panutan Island in Philippines. The weather agency said with 230 kilometers per hour wind gusts, Ragasa made landfall and it is expected to barrel west towards southern China. Thousands have been evacuated in the island nation. Schools and government offices in large parts of the country, including the capital, Manila, have been shut. Authorities have warned of widespread flooding and landslides and damage to homes and infrastructure. Authorities in China's Guangdong province have advised residents to prepare for a catastrophic typhoon. In Bangladesh, the dengue situation has reached alarming levels, with health authorities confirming 12 deaths in a single day, the highest toll reported so far this season. With the latest fatalities, the nationwide dengue death toll has risen to 179 since January. India has stormed into the semi-final of Under-17 SAF Championship in Colombo with a thrilling 3-2 win over arch-rivals Pakistan. Goals from Dalal Muan Gangte, Guliba Wang Kirapam and Rahan Ahmed sealed a win for the Blue Colts. With this victory, they have finished at the top in Group B and have advanced to the semi-finals. India will face Nepal in the semi-finals on the 25th of September. Minister of State for Information and Broadcasting Dr. L. Murugan has reached Busan in South Korea today to be part of the 30th Busan International Film Festival. In a social media post, Dr. Murugan informed that he shared his views on India's creative economy, co-production collaboration and incentives with the Busan Film Commission. And now, before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. Pakistani Air Force conducts airstrike in Khyber Pakhtunkhwa province, killing 30 people, including women and children. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar meets U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio on the sidelines of UN General Assembly session in New York. India and Morocco sign agreement on defense cooperation. And in Philippines, over 200 people arrested during anti-corruption protests. That concludes tonight's World News. For more updates, stay tuned to Akashvani. Good night.